Welcome. Today we're discussing Lane's insightful piece on mocking from boot.dev, a fantastic resource for backend development. It's sponsored, but my opinions are my own, and this topic, oh, it's a hot one.
Mocks, right? Always a lively debate. So what's Lane's main gripe?
He starts with a hilarious anecdote about landing a senior Go developer role after just 3 years, highlighting the importance of knowing your language's core features. Then, he dives into the horrors of encountering a colleague, Bill, who fixed Go's error handling with a monstrous try-catch implementation.
Oh, the I fixed it type. Never a good sign, usually the opposite.
I know, right? Lane compares it to those old your hand bigger than your head jokes, except it's code, and the pain is constant. The real kicker comes with the unit tests. They're hitting the actual database.
Wait, what? No mocks for unit tests?
Exactly. Lane argues that only the fiddling logic, the part between fetching and saving data, is worth unit testing. He even suggests manual testing for database interactions.
That's bold. I can see the value in integration tests for database logic, but completely skipping mocks?
Lane's point is that mocks create a false sense of security. They don't reflect production code. He illustrates it with a simple save user function. The validation logic is unit testable. The database interaction isn't, and that is okay. It is not bad.
So separate the logic, test the testable parts, and integrate the rest later.
Precisely. He breaks down how to separate the validation from the database call, creating truly isolated unit tests. And the Dr. Seuss analogy for mocking? Pure gold. It's like your brain can't even process what your code is doing.
I see. Interesting. So the key takeaway is to strategically mock, focus on unit testable logic, use integration tests for database stuff, and avoid the false positive trap of extensive mocking. Got it.
Absolutely. Lane ends with a powerful message. Your code is flawed, so embrace change and don't be afraid to refactor for better testability. He even throws in a jab about JavaScript on the back end, which is always a crowd pleaser.
Haha, a nice touch. Overall, a thought-provoking piece on a crucial aspect of back-end development. I'll definitely be checking out boot.dev for more.
Me too. A big thanks to Lane for the insightful article, and to you, our listeners, for tuning in. Until next time, happy coding.
Goodbye.